Now, when did you come to the United States and why?
In August of 1955. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that was something that I never really dreamed of. I never really aspired to it. I was already teaching in the high school where, at the time when I was a student there, it was only up to 7. This time there is already a high school, there is already a college, and my rector called me into his office and asked me to fill out a form. And this was for a fellowship at the University of Chicago, and I said, never dream of coming to the United States, but he said, go ahead, I'll write your recommendation, I'll ask one of your math teachers before to write your recommendation, and let's see what's going to happen.
Now, what was your dad's reaction to this?
Oh, he was so pleased. My father is really a man who believes in education. As a matter of fact, when it was time for us to go to college, he'd always say, this is your chance to really make the most of what I can leave you. I have, you know, that is one thing I can leave you that nobody can take away from you, education. Mm-hmm. And I guess we never really failed him in that aspect, and we all kind of came up to his expectations.